is the place where Sri Sri Radha Govinda performs their Ras Leela. It is called Seva Kunj, the place where Sri Radhika renders the purest and highest service to Lord Sri Krishna. And in reciprocation, Sri Krishna massages the feet of Srimati Radharani. To express his eternal subordination to the love of pure bhakti, Srimati Radharani. This is a most holy and confidential place, and it is very difficult to speak of the very high topics concerning this place. But during the Ras Leela, Sri Lalita Sakhi became very thirsty. So Lord Sri Krishna personally built this wonderful well, and water came forward to quench the thirst of Krishna and all of his gopi associates. Also in the center there is a throne. And it is said that in that place, the wonderful aarti ceremony of Radha Krishna takes place, where the 8 sakis offer puja to the divine couple. Sri Seva Kunj Ki
Jai!
So in this holy place, all we can do is just pray that we can become free from all of our offenses, become free from all of our material attachments, and then we can become the servant of the servant of the servant of those great personalities who have realized what is the glory of Seva Kunj. We should all prostrate our bodies in the dust of this holy place, and then while chanting the holy names,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Fortune of being given Mahaprasad by the divine hands of Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, who was a very dear friend of Srila Prabhupada. In the early 1940s, he lived with Srila Prabhupada in Calcutta, preached with Srila Prabhupada. They're very old and dear friends. He's a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada once, in the early 70s, brought 25 of his disciples with him to live at Puri Maharaj's ashram in Vishakhapatnam, and they stayed about 10 days or so, and Srila Prabhupada was very much happy, and the devotees were just struck with wonder to see what type of loving relationship Srila Prabhupada had with Srila Puri Maharaj. Because at that time, some of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, who didn't really understand the nature of his preaching mission, they criticized him. But Srila Puri Maharaj very much loved and appreciated Srila Prabhupada and what he was doing. And the devotees were just so happy. It was the first time they saw Prabhupada having such a loving relationship with their godbrother. And because they had just come to India with Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, of all my godbrothers, Srila Puri Maharaj deeply appreciates what our mission is doing. So he's now 85 years old. Otherwise, he told us in his room that if he's been very sick. For 4 months, he wasn't able to eat anything. He reduced in weight. He wasn't able to move. He wasn't able to talk for several months. But now he's just starting to get some strength back. We saw him at the temple, how he was preaching at Krishna Balaram Temple. But he said that if I had the strength, I would come down to salute all of your devotees. But when we were at Sevakunj yesterday, I went up to see him, and he said, please come for prasad. He loves to distribute prasad. And I said, but I'm with 250 devotees. He said, you bring them all. I said, but you have such a small ashram and you're not very wealthy. He said, no, no. He said, you can bring them. When will you bring them? So nothing was decided. I said, I will talk to them. So last night during Damodar Astakam, I met his senior sannyasi, Vishnu Maharaj, plus the president of the temple, Ram Kanta Prabhu. They both were searching all over Vrindavan for me. And they met me at Krishna Balaram Temple and said, our Guru Maharaj has told us that you're invited for prasad at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And he told us that until you agree to come, we cannot come back to we're not allowed to come back to the ashram. And they said, he loves you very much and he wants to serve your devotees. So for that reason, we reciprocated with the very great and wonderful loving offering of Srila Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj. Although, because of his very ill health, not all of you were able to see him. In your hearts, we should all offer our obeisances to his lotus feet. Where we will hopefully go a little later, the temple of Ghanshyam Baba, Gopi Janabalava Mandir. When I knew Ghanshyam Baba, he lived in this alleyway back here. I'll tell you the story when we go there. But just, you see this little alleyway to the left, there's a little door, and there's a little hallway in a house, and there's a little closet in there. For 250 people to go into somebody's house to see their closet. But all he had was one little closet, and he slept in the hallway where people would go by, and that's where he was worshipping this beautiful deity of Gopi Janabalava. But in the last year of his life, people of Vrindavan so much revered his simplicity, humility, and devotion that they built a nice temple for him, not very far from here. Hopefully we could go there then. Where we are right now is one of the most famous of all the temples of Vrindavan. It is called Radha Ballabha. And it has a very interesting history. There was a great devotee of the name Hithari Bams, who was associated with Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Hithari Bams, the way the story goes actually is there was a Brahmin. And this Brahmin was worshipping Lord Shiva in the mood of Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, that Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav, and by asking Lord Shiva for the boon of pure devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Shiva can help us to attain Radha and Krishna's loving service. So he was worshipping Lord Shiva in this way, with so much devotion, performing wonderful austerities. So Lord Shiva, in reciprocation, appeared to him, gave him his blessed darshan. And after bowing down and surrendering at the feet of Lord Shankar, Lord Shankar said, now I want to give you a benediction. You ask for anything that you desire. I could fulfill any desire you have. And the Brahmin said, I'm sorry, but I have no desires. I have seen your lotus feet. All my desires are fulfilled. But Lord Shiva said, no, it is my vow that whenever I bestow my darshan upon someone, I must give them a boon. So you please ask. If you must ask me to give something, to take something, whatever is most dear to your heart, give me that. So Lord Shiva told him, there's a certain place You go to that place, and there you will find what is most dear to my heart. So he went into a place which was like a well or a cave. He climbed down according to the descriptions of Lord Shiva. And when he went inside, he found a beautiful bhajan kutir, where Lord Shiva was personally performing bhajan. And there was the worshipable deity of Radha Ballabha. Radha Ballabha Murti was the deity that Lord Shiva personally worshipped as the most dear, beloved object of his life. But Lord Shiva also told this Brahman that the day will come when you will meet a very great Vaishnava. And at that time, you should give him your daughter in marriage and also give him this Murti. So Hitari Bams, he was living in another part of Uttar Pradesh, not too far from here. And when he was a young man, he decided that I want to just renounce everything of this world, and I want to become a sannyasi and go to, or a babaji and go to Vrindavan. So he left all of his material arrangements of home, his mother, his father, his family, and as an ascetic, he started walking toward Vrindavan, living a life of tapasya in devotional service. And Krishna. So Hitari Bams was walking, and by the will of providence, the Brahman was walking toward him, and they both met. And when they saw each other, such an ecstasy of love awakened in their hearts, they could understand that this is the person I meant to meet. And they began to embrace and weep. And then the Brahman said that the Lord has instructed me to give you this beautiful deity of Gopi, of Radha Ballabha, the personal murti worshipped by Lord Shiva. But he also ordered me to give you my daughter in marriage. And Hitari Bams was thinking, I have just left home to become a renunciate. And now Krishna is giving me someone to get married to. So he got married. The highest renunciation is simply to surrender to the will of Krishna. And this temple, the red stone temple next to the temple where the deity is in now, is the original temple that was built by Hitari Bams. It was built just after Madan Mohan Temple, one of the first temples in Vrindavan built about 500 years ago. And he established the worship, and the pujaris to this day are his descendants of Hitari Bams. Sri Radha Ballabha Ki. So it should be just about time for aarti. Let us all quickly go into the temple and worship the lotus feet of Sri Radha Ballabha. Very beautiful murti. You will all be astounded to see the beauty of this divine self-manifested murti.